Hey there, welcome to Inner Impact, a podcast about taking aligned action. I'm your host, Giada Centofanti, coach and founder of Care to Impact. On this show, you will get tools, inspiration, and space to take aligned action and create a business that brings joy and positive change to your lives and the world. You know, taking aligned action starts with understanding your core needs and desires. So download the free Find Clarity Toolkit to get clear on what you need and plan actionable next steps. Go to caretoimpact.com/clarity and grab your workbook and guided visualizations today. Hey there, welcome to Inner Impact. In today's episode, I will share with you a key concept from a book. I will introduce it to you in a second, but first, let me tell you a bit more about the concept and goal of this episode. See, I truly believe that business can be a form of activism, and I also think we could use some reminders about it every now and then. So the Ideas to Impact episode, as I name them, serve this purpose. They will help you and me to reflect on how we can make an impact, create positive change, and contribute to the collective good through our businesses. Here's how they work. At the beginning, as usual, we take some time to ground to the present moment, turn off the distractions, and get into the right headspace. Then I briefly introduce the book, the article, or the other source of wisdom for the episode. And after that, I share with you a key concept from it and my point of view about it. Finally, I give you a few prompts so you can reflect on the concept, gain insights from it, and that goes without saying, turn them into aligned action. You will have some time in between each prompt to journal, record voice memos, or whatever else you prefer to do to process your thoughts. Okay, before we start, a gentle reminder that if you want to deepen, integrate, or further apply what will come up for you during your reflections, we can work together one-on-one. Whether you need ongoing support or just a quick session to get grounded, I have a lot to support you as you take aligned action. So head to caretoimpact.com to book a call to explore how I can support you. Okay, ready to go? Let's start grounding. Take a moment to settle into a comfortable position. Close your eyes or soften your gaze if you can and want. Or if you are moving, you can try to connect with your body and your physical sensations. And if you like, you can place a hand on your chest to connect with your heartbeat. Now take 3 deep breaths. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly, allowing your body to relax with each breath, letting go of any tension. Okay, now let's start exploring the key concept. For our first Ideas to Impact episode, we'll talk about one idea from the book Microactivism by M. Carey Williams, published by Story in 2023. I will put the link in the show notes. M. Carey Williams is a former political consultant who has become an activism coach, and she helps people find a sustainable way to make an actual impact, taking into account their unique traits, their context, their available time, energy, and other resources. Her book, Microactivism, mirrors her work, and it is packed with insightful concepts and exercises to help you put them into action. That's why I love it. And just know that it wasn't easy to choose only one to share with you today. But I did, because to take action, getting focused is important. So we will start with one idea. Let me read to you a quote from the book. Legacy is like ripples in a pond. You take an action and the energy creates ripples that go beyond what you might imagine. Well, I think this is a beautiful image. And it also helps us visualize in a more tangible way what we can do through our actions. And I believe it can be especially helpful to make us pinpoint some kind of North Star for our businesses. See, Carrie Williams shares on her website her definition of activist. She says, "For me, being an activist means that you are someone who takes consistent action, whether in front of the scenes or way behind the scenes, to advance a cause you are passionate about. For me, the size of the action isn't a point. What matters is regularly taking action to make a difference." And think about it. What's one main area where solopreneurs and small business owners take consistent action? Our businesses, right? So let our actions and choices be guided by the legacy we want to leave to, by the change we want to create. Because with our businesses, we can make an impact. We can contribute to the collective good. Yes, there's a whole systemic mess that needs to be changed too, but our individual actions do have an impact. Every action we take creates change. So it all depends on the kind of change we want to create. And this doesn't mean we need to feel guilty if we don't do the right thing every single moment of our lives. It is not about being perfect, of course. It is about being intentional and mindful and willing to try to make a positive impact while always taking into account our context, our mental and physical state, and our resources, as Carrie Williams teaches. So if our actions create change and build our legacy, let's reflect on the legacy we want to leave, shall we? Okay, I am going to read Carrie Williams' quote again, and then the reflection prompts. "Legacy is like ripples in a pond. You take an action and the energy creates ripples that go beyond what you might imagine." So thinking about this idea of legacy as ripples, what kind of ripples do you want your business to spread? What kind of ripples do you want your business to spread? Why is it important to you to create those ripples? Why is it important to you to create those ripples? If those ripples are the impact you want to create and the legacy you want to build, where would it feel best to spend your time and energy in your business next month, quarter, and year? And how can you start prioritizing those things? If those ripples are the impact you want to create and the legacy you want to build, where would it feel best to spend your time and energy in your business next month, quarter, and year? And how can you start prioritizing those things? What's an action you can take this week to create those ripples? What's an action you can take this week to create those ripples? So, how did it go? I am here picturing all our ripples spreading and together creating beautiful things and positive change beyond what we might imagine, and it's making me feel hopeful. Okay, well, that's it for today. You can find the show notes, the prompts, the links, and transcript at caretoimpact.com/podcast. And while you are there, don't forget to download your free Find Clarity Toolkit. So thanks for listening. Bye for now and keep sparking your inner impact.